Achieving my ideal at the moment. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Achieving my ideal at the moment. Now, most of us are perfectly happy to work at a program. We're perfectly happy to put the cause in motion to get a result that we want. And if it takes a day, a year, a lifetime, it's understandable. We realize that things like that don't happen overnight. Our goals don't happen overnight. Our goals don't take place instantly in our life, and we are used to that. We are very much accustomed to that. And because we're so accustomed to that, we don't expect to have our goals manifest absolutely at the moment. And yet, there's no reason under the sun for our goals, our ideals, not to be manifest at the moment we think of them. The moment we have an ideal, it should be realized in our world. It should be revealed in our everyday experience. It should be us totally a living example of the ideal that we have in our mind, in our heart, for ourselves. Why in the world, why in hell, as the saying goes, why in hell don't we experience it right now? Why? Well, the answer, unfortunately, is all too simple and all too relative. We have put a cause in motion for these things throughout our life, and we call it dreaming, wishing, hoping, wanting. We call it tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Yes, we call it tomorrow. And then we wonder why it doesn't happen at the moment. Well, we have put the cause in motion with that addition to it, saying that it's going to be tomorrow, or maybe tomorrow, tomorrow, or maybe lifetime away, or maybe not at all. How can we achieve our ideals right now? How can we experience our ideals right now? Well, here's the secret. We can experience our ideals right now when our ideal is what we believe with all our heart and soul and being, and that is who we know we are. Is your ideal something conceivable? Is it something believable? Is it something that you could have in your life, that you would like to have? Do other people have those experiences? And how many of them have them? And do you know them? You may look at other people and you may see them having the experience that you'd like to have. And they seem so blasé about it. They seem so unimportant to them. They are looking at other dreams, other ideals for themselves. They're looking at other goals. And they're chasing them like the rainbow. How can I achieve my goal? Well, do I have the intelligence to think about my ideal and to put it down on paper, for instance? Can I write down right now, what is my goal? I was saying to someone again the other day, I said, if I said to you, here's $1 million, what would you do with it? And you wouldn't know. Oh, yes, you'd do all sorts of silly things, but you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know how to take that $1 million and say, I am a millionaire now, and I'm going to act like it. Or are you going to act like a fool and immediately go spend it all, and then you won't have it anymore? What's the benefit of having $1 million if you don't spend it? Well, the benefit of having $1 million is that when you are a millionaire, when you have $1 million, when you have money, when you have the abundance, you live in that presence. It's not a matter of needing to spend it or not spend it. It's neither nor. It is having it It is the awareness that you are a millionaire. You do have it. And as I said to one person yesterday, they said, well, a billionaire, I could understand a billionaire, you know, because I could do all sorts of things I want to do with $1 billion. No, you can't. You can't even do it with the money that you have right now. You can't even accomplish your ideal with who you are, right where you are, because you don't know what your ideal is. Now, if you lived in a country where you didn't have to pay taxes, you didn't have to pay anything, and the government gave you a large portion of money every month to use however you wish to use it, and you used that money, and you lived, and you did whatever you did. Now, say, for instance, you'd like to have more money. What do you want the more money for? Well, I want to make some other expenses that are not included in my ability to buy. Well, then you start thinking, well, now, what do you want? Is that going to make you happy? Oh, is that in the picture? Is that going to make me happy? That's right. It's very much in the picture. Are you going to be happy by having anything that you want? And the answer, 9 times out of 10, if not 1,000 times out of 1,000, is that you're not going to be any happier. You're merely going to have more responsibility of what you're going to do with that abundance that you have. Now, this is not to say we should not enjoy wealth and that we should not have wealth and we should not aspire to enjoying wealth. It merely means, what is our ideal? What is going to make us happy? Oh, okay, achieving my ideal. Is my ideal going to make me happy? And you begin to answer yourself. And in some ways you say no, and in some ways you say yes. Well, now, what is an ideal? Let's just say, my ideal is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That my body is ideal. It is the original plan of my ideal, the original concept, the original integrity, the original purity. My body is the ideal concept of a body. You know, perfect in every respect. Okay. So, you have your ideal body. And that's a nice thing to have, that's for sure, right? So, you have your ideal body. Now, is your ideal body going to make you happy? Is your ideal body going to make you feel satisfied? Is it going to make you in any way more aware of who you are? And you say, oh, of course. How is it going to make you more aware? If you are ideal, you cannot be more ideal. You are the ideal. You are the epitome of ideal, whatever that means. And you cannot be an improvement on it because this is the ultimate. You are the original purity and integrity of what you were designed, planned, programmed to be as you came into this experience by your choice. And now, how can that make you happy? How does that say to you, I like me better? How does that say to you, I'm a better person? How does that say to you, I'm a happy person? How does that say anything to you at all? Well, it doesn't say anything to us at all. I'm seeking to achieve my ideal, and I don't even know what my ideal is. If I were to accomplish my ideal of being my original purity, my ideal body, what I was created as for to be, and express it totally, I would be totally unaware of it. Now, let me ask this question. Are you aware of every single cell in your body? And you say, well, of course not. Are you aware of the cells in your back? Cells that you haven't seen recently? Are you aware of this cell that's just, say, 6 inches down from your shoulder blade and 6 inches in from the side of your chest. Now, that's a random spot. Are you aware of it? Now, if you were aware of it, would that make you happy? Would that make you feel very wonderful? Would that make you feel, oh, goodness sakes, I'm aware of that spot on my body. How wonderful. And it's ideal. It's perfect. It's lovely. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what are we going to do? How can we have achieving my ideal at the moment? Achieving my ideal at the moment. So, if I were to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And that were to be the only thought in my mind about who I am. Would I be that? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. There'd be no room for a thought that says, I have a problem. There is no room for a thought that says, I am an unachieved goal. There's no room in your heart or your mind or your being at all for having any unhappiness at all. You would be just bliss. You would be the ultimate of all. How wonderful that would be. Would that be so wonderful? What is the magnificence of beingness? The magnificence of beingness is to be aware. And are we truly aware of virtually anything? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Am I aware of my spirit, my mind, and my body? Am I aware of who I am? Am I aware of this magnificent being that dwells within this body and dwells within the bodies of all of those people on the face of the earth who I'm created, and all the beings, however they may exist in this universe and other universes, or in this, there are bodies within bodies within bodies. This world is a fantastic, glorious experience of a multi beings. And how great that is. But I cannot even conceive it. I cannot even understand it. How can I believe it? How can I be aware of it when I'm unaware of it? How can I be aware of the raindrops that are falling? They're not all touching me. They're not all in my awareness. How can I be aware of the wind? Right now there's a very windy morning. And the wind is blowing here on the high mountain just so gloriously. And the temperature is 70 degrees outside and inside. And it's just beautiful. It's just a fabulous morning here. But the wind is having a very brisk tussle with all of the air. And it looks lovely. Now, what is the wind? Do I understand the wind? I think I do, scientifically. Do I understand why the wind blows? Do I understand why the trees move and they don't fall over with the wind blowing on them? Do I understand why the sun is shining on the side of the mountain as I look over there and I see it at this beautiful early morning? Why is it? Why do I see things like that? What does it mean? What is my ideal? Is it my ideal to look out of the window? Is it my ideal to have eyes? Is it my ideal to see with my eyes and interpret my universe by looking at it with my eyes? Am I aware of my ideal with my consciousness? Or is my ideal beyond my consciousness? These are lovely thoughts. They're very confusing thoughts because you say, there's no answer to it. Oh, yes, there is an answer to it. The answer is something we have never allowed ourselves to think up to this moment. And the answer is that all is, and I am all. All is beautiful, all is wonderful, all is fantastic, all is magnificent. achieving my ideal at the moment. I haven't even the vaguest concept in my thought of what the ideal is. What is it that I want to achieve? What is it that I want to know? What is it that I want to understand? Can I comprehend in my finite thinking the ultimate, the infinite, the allness? And the answer is yes. Do I want to understand it? And the answer is no. I don't want to understand it because I say it boggles the mind. I say it is beyond my comprehension. It's beyond my awareness. It's beyond who I am. Okay, then if I have this finite mind, and this finite mind, I'm seeking to comprehend this infinite universe that I'm in, and it's boggling my mind, and it's saying to me, you'll never comprehend all of it. How do I achieve my ideal? Well, as with all things, you achieve anything and everything by the act of awareness. You can be aware of the sun and the moon and the stars. You can be aware of an infinite capacity of understanding of various ideas that make up the universe or make up you or just make up your own body. I can be aware of those things. I can be aware of how it is. Now, what benefit do I get from being aware? What benefit do I get from understanding it, from being aware of it? Nothing. Now, the true benefit that I get from anything in life is when I am happy. When I am content and I am peaceful. When I find joy and delight in my life, then I get the great benefit of all. And the great benefit of all is that all is in divine order. All is functioning as a perfect, wonderful pattern. Now, if I were to say, well, I am God, and I am the allness of the universe, and I am this, and I am that, that sounds okay. But is that who you as a human being, and I believe all human beings are listening to my talk here, is that who you as a human being want to be? Or do you want to be happy? Do you want to be pleased? Do you want to live in a state of bliss? Do you want to live in a state of fulfillment of every little insignificant and yet very significant desire of your heart? Do you want to live in a body that's healthy? Well, claim it. That's something that we do with our thought. Do you want to live in a body that has sufficient wealth to buy the things in this world that we're living in? Well, that's easy done. Most people have that possibility. Most people. The few people who don't have that possibility are the ones who don't really want it. They don't even recognize it. They get $1 million and they just throw it away. And they want to be wealthy. Wealthy isn't spending everything you have. It's having everything you want. And living in a world that has that means that if that's your ideal, then let go and let that ideal be revealed to you. And you'll be aware of it. You've always had it. We've always had everything that we could ever contemplate, that we could ever desire, that we could ever think about. We've always had it. We just have not been aware of it. We have not been aware of the great abilities that we have. We've not been aware of the great magic that we are. And sometimes we turn down the evidence of that magic as we are experiencing it because we think it's beneath us or it's above us. And either way, it's as foolish, for we are by our awareness, experiencing everything that we are. By our awareness, the ideal that we contemplate, which is not really an ideal because we don't contemplate it. Can you take time to think about who you are? Can you take time to understand who you are? Can you take time to just cogitate on whatever turns you on or makes you feel good, that makes you happy? Well, if you do, then thinking about it by itself alone makes you happy and allows you to achieve your ideal. Just thinking about it, not thinking negative about it, thinking only positive, thinking, that is it. Now, you think about the music, and it's playing, and you say, how lovely, how beautiful. Or you think about the music, and you say, how unpleasant it is to hear that music, that's so raucous, it's so unpleasant. Well, make it pleasant. Listen, tune in to the harmonious notes that are being played, and then the inharmonious notes will disappear. Tune in to the abundance of the universe, and then the lack of the universe will disappear. Tune in to the wholeness of your physical body, and anything other than that will disappear. Tune in to your ideal, if you can figure out what it is. Tune in to your ideal and watch it reveal itself as having always been there and always being there for you this moment now. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow is just meaning we haven't done our work today. It is this moment right now. It is the now moment that makes us so fabulous and so wonderful. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to achieve your ideal at the moment? If you're ready to achieve your ideal at the moment, then that is the only thing that you concentrate on. And you do it with a happy heart, not seeking, not wishing, not hoping, but with a happy heart. And it is yours now and forevermore. Is that your desire for yourself? Is that your choice for yourself? Is that your way of being who you are? Achieving my ideal at the moment is something I do at the moment. I live in bliss at the moment. I live in wholeness and perfection at the moment. I live in abundance at the moment. I live in harmony at the moment. At the moment, I claim who I am, and the happiness of my heart is just overwhelming. It just makes me feel so fantastically good, and it makes me feel fantastically good eternally. Not just for the moment that I feel it, but forever. Because so long as I stay resident in the thought of happiness, I am happy. So long as I stay resident in the thought that I live in my ideal body, I will live in my ideal body. But any moment I move out, then naturally I'm not there anymore. Any moment I stop to think about how wonderful everything is, then I will turn my awareness to how not wonderful things are. I achieve my ideal right at the moment, and the moment is the only time that I live. So as I am living in the moment, in my ideal body, in my ideal mind, in my ideal spirit, in my ideal world, then so it is. And this can be yours right now as well as mine. And I claim it for me, and I claim it for you, my creation, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.